Childish behavior in senior workers. The eye of the Lord has been upon you. He has desired to open before you a way to do the work that you are capable of doing. Sister S., the Lord will give you the power of comprehending that in your own strength you cannot control yourself. You have the idea that everything must be done in your way. When you see others in active service, you are tempted to think that you are left out, and for this reason you easily become impatient. The love of Christ must be an abiding principle in the soul. At your age, after your life of toil, can anything be more desirable than quietude, love, peace, restfulness, and time in which to prepare to meet your Lord in peace when He shall come? You are worn, and do not view things aright. To ask you to remain in the position of a trainer of the youth would be to bring upon you too great a burden. It would be a mistake to place you, with tired nerves, in a position full of perplexity. In the management of children you often manifest a species of severity. Can there be any power so great as the power of love? Love to God and love to your neighbor, this is the whole duty that God requires of you. Do not spoil the good work that you have done. Withdraw from the turmoil of battle, and seek rest and peace in following God's way. Doors of usefulness will open to you. Brother S., take up the work that God has given you as an evangelist. Brother and Sister S., the testing question now comes to you: will you seek for rest and peace, cultivating all your powers for the future, immortal life? The Lord regards you with the greatest tenderness. Both of you need to have less responsibility in the schoolwork. The Lord desires both of you to stand free from the burdens that you have hitherto carried. Neither of you is to feel as if you were divorced from the work. As it progresses, you should feel an interest in it, and be thankful that there are others who can carry it forward successfully. One laborer is adapted to one line of work, and another laborer to another line. All are to move forward together, advancing the work harmoniously. A Paul may plant, and Apollos water, but God gives the increase. The Lord uses some men to plow the field and to sow the seed, and others to reap, and He causes both those who sow and those who reap to rejoice together in the time of harvest. This is the way the Lord has always worked. He has given to every man his work. Let us do our best. If the Lord is with us, we shall be prospered. As you read this letter, I desire you to regard me as your best friend. I respect you both for your past faithfulness. You have a work to do for the Lord. But you are to bear less responsibility than you have borne in the past. The reason for my speaking especially of Sister S.'s being released from the work of teaching, is that she may have opportunity constantly to cultivate sweetness of disposition. My sister, never cherish unhappy thoughts, or think that you are not treated right. You have become childish. You may not recognize this, nevertheless it is so. You need quietude and rest. You have strong likes and dislikes. Beware of hindering the work of God. Because I speak to you on these points, do not for a moment suppose that I wish to do you an injury. My son Edson has labored untiringly to have both of you sustain the right relation to the school interest. Let God work out His infinite plans. Cooperate with Him as His helping hand in working out these plans. Stand not as hindrances, for thus you would cause things to be said and done that would hinder the work that you have called in wise helpers to advance. My dear sister, I beseech you to put away all feelings of suspicion and jealousy. God's eye is over both of you. I am pained because I fear that this letter may possibly be misunderstood, but I am instructed to say to you, know who your friends are, and appreciate them. When it is necessary for a work to be done in order to reform abuses that have crept into the church, thank the Lord that He has spoken. And when the Lord speaks to you, thank Him for saving you from future sorrow. I am instructed to warn you to be careful what manner of spirit you manifest in regard to enlarging and perfecting the school work, for you are not to suppose that, unaided, you are equal to the task of carrying forward the increasing work that you have begun. Create no dissension by unadvised words of criticism in regard to the course of others, even if some things which displease you may seem to have been unnecessarily done. It makes me sad to think that you have become discontented over trivial matters.